let's get some more storytellers up here, starting with this gentleman is a longtime friend of the show. He performed at our Best of Year-End 2017 episode a couple months ago. He is the dungeon master of a forthcoming D&D podcast that's going to be recording. They either last Saturday or this coming Saturday, they're recording for their first time. That's pretty cool. Please welcome to the stage Mr. Logan Dean.
So usually I write stories about a beleaguered Orson Welles trying to safeguard treasures, but I went a bit out of my wheelhouse on this one. So, the following was found in the spam folder of one Walter Jensen, waltorb.jensen@gmail.com, with the subject heading, Great Hotel Deals. I opened my eyes. White light filling the room from a window I can't see. The first thought I have is, I'm thirsty. The second thought I have is, this is not where I went to bed last night. The third thought I have is, where is my daughter? I open my mouth to yell, but no sound escapes. I try to scream, nothing. I get off the bed to find myself standing not in a bright room, but a void, filled with white light. Brightness hinders my thoughts in my head. I need to stay focused. Where's Emily? How did I get here? Piece it together. Last night, we were in Omaha. Yes, Omaha, on our way to St. Louis. I booked a room at the rest station when it looked like it was going to get dark before we made it. I used one of those sites, list the deals. What was it? I open my mouth to yell, and all that comes out is Trivago. Suddenly, there is a break in the brightness, a window. I head toward it, trying to yell, Emily! But all I say is, Trivago! I come up to the window. There's a couple on the other side. I try to get their attention, clue them in on my plight. Help! My daughter is missing! I don't know where I am! I frantically scream. Have you ever looked for a hotel online? I hear myself casually say as images of hotels flash around me. Did you notice there's so many different prices for the exact same room? Numbers form and cascade into nothingness beside my arm. Trivago does the work for you, comparing prices for over 600,000 hotels and over 100 websites. I can feel the tears swelling up in the back of my eyes. Instead of searching for hours and spending too much, Trivago makes it easy to find the ideal hotel for the right price. Just go to Trivago.com, type in where you're wanting to go. I'm physically shaking, but my body betrays none of this to the couple, now looking bored in front of me. A calendar appears. And with two clicks, select your check-in and check-out dates, and search. My hand, under no volition of my own, presses a large search button that has appeared. It's that simple. Images of hotels fly around me for a brief second. I see the room I fell asleep in. Emily is there. She looks afraid. Trivago searches hundreds of websites at the same time and shows you the most popular hotels. Now there's a slider. My hand moves towards it. You can adjust the price so it fits in with your budget. Select the number of stars. I choose 4. or filter by average guest rating from over 34 million reviews. I can feel my bowels loose as I say this. Remember, Trivago shows you all the different prices for the exact same room. That's how you can be sure you found the ideal hotel for the best price with Trivago.com. As I begin to walk away, I hear my own voice boom in the void. Hotel? Trivago. The window closes and I collapse, weeping, to what I suppose counts as the ground in this place. I mutter Emily over and over again, but all I hear is, Trivago, Trivago, Trivago. And then, blackness. I open my eyes. Brightness. My first thought is Emily. Then I remember where I am, and I sigh, Trivago. I don't know how long I've been here. I lost count after 100 or so mornings. Every day is the same. I open my eyes, I see the window, my body is not my own for 30 to 60 seconds. I collapse. Blackness. I open my eyes. Hundreds of times. Sometimes it changes. I wake in a chair. I wake and I'm already standing. Once I woke up and I was in the hotel in Omaha, but Emily wasn't there. She's never there. I thought I saw her through the window a few times back. It looked like a train platform. Lots of people. None of them paying attention to me. It wasn't her. The only thing I have is my thoughts. If I'm here, where's Emily? Was it the room? The website? How do I get out of here? During the last window, before it shut and went to black, I had a phone. I held it up to show how easy it was to use the Trivago app to book from anywhere. I used all my willpower and strength to hold onto that phone. The window shut, I collapsed, but I had the phone. The world around me went to black, and I woke, I still had the phone. I slipped it into my pocket, went on with my day. In the split seconds I've had between darkness and light, I've been composing this. I don't even know if this will work. I just need something to hold on to. Any kind of hope. Please, if you're reading this, you need to find Emily Williams. She is my daughter, and she is all alone. I don't know how much time has passed outside, but we have checked into a DoubleTree Suites, room 1215, in Omaha, Nebraska, on May 11th, 2013. Please, I need to know I didn't abandon her. I need her to know that she can search hundreds of hotels instantly with one click using Trivago.com. Blackness.
That was really creepy. Was anyone else creeped out by that? I hope all you marketing people out there were taking notes. That's what it feels like to get... Man, why do I get, like Fridays at, like, 5:30 p.m., I'll get, like, marketing emails from, like, Sears or, like, some air... Like, who, like, just gets off of work and, like, you know what? Sears, that's where I'm going. I'm not a stand-up. This is just my humorous observation on modern society.